Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, most of us, not all members are Christians, but probably 80% are. So we're linked to a church. My own church has been supportive, and a number of people from the church have come out on expo trips with me. So there's a role in terms of just the networking that churches actually are. Beyond that, I mean, I suppose there's a role for churches to, you know, maybe to get behind a particular project. I suppose, to be honest, we tend to work more sort of parachurch or something, because we're drawn from many different churches. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Yeah, that Uganda training slide, that was in a church context. I'm going to be involved in delivering the same training in Ghana, as it happens, but through the Methodist Training Center in Kumasi in central Ghana. So yes, I mean, in terms of delivery, I think they're key. Finding people of integrity that you trust in groups with those kind of networks, often churches, is the best way to do that. My own church has we've just formed a business missional group involved in various areas. And this is a great story that you can talk to secular groups about. I've often told the TBN story and my own story to completely secular groups, and you could be completely upfront about the spiritual aspect to it, because that's my experience and that's what's happened. And people seem very happy with that. So I've done talks at men's breakfasts and so forth, and it's... it kind of seems to work. So, you know, it's messy, but it works with lots of other different areas. What I meant is that I have a different set of slides, which is my sort of top tips for being an entrepreneur. And actually, I go through 7 startups that I've done and 3 other things and draw a kind of lesson from each one. And one of them in my top tips for being an entrepreneur, it's not quite called that, but that gives you an idea. One of them is, I think number 4 is avoid the traps, and I talk about money, sex and power. And my sort of illustration from each of those is actually from a spiritual context. And in that setting, not I'm here to convert you, but this is my experience, and I think that all of us, whether we're Christian or not, can fall into traps, which are the addiction, in effect, to money, sex or power. And this is how... I mean, if you want more information, I can tell you how God, in a dramatic way, tackled the sort of power issue and the money issue when I became a Christian at 22. The stuff that we have in my church, which is along the lines of low control, high accountability, and I have a transparent relationship with one other man, because as entrepreneurs, we are sometimes in vulnerable positions, you know, in hotels overseas, where... there are all sorts of things we could be drawn into. And so having that kind of network and that kind of structure is really helpful. So I touch on that. This is where I'm coming from as a Christian. I think this is important. So I suppose that's what I meant by the spiritual aspects to that. It's not just money, I think, has a spiritual side to it. It can possess you, and you need to learn how to possess it without being possessed by it. You can argue with that, but I think that's important.